The Bernstein and Harris Show. Middays 10 till 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And the Guardians are down to their last strike here. Here's the 1-2. Thomas, fly ball right field. Who else should end this game than that man right there? Juan Soto puts it away, and the New York Yankees have won the American League pennant. Juan Soto's three-run home run in the 10th, the stuff of legends.
This crowd, though, ready to explode, on the verge of making it all happen. There's a bouncing ball to second. Taylor's got it. Los Angeles is alive, and they're headed to the World Series.
Man, I would do anything to have a different lead announcing team for the World Series. Because Brian Anderson is so great.
He's stellar. And that's whether it's NBA or MLB.
Oh, my God. It just is his the voice control, the way he feels every moment and understands the storylines. He's just, and you know, God, and then hearing Adam Amin do football, he was phenomenal. Yes, there's so many great broadcasts. So many.
It's really like anything else. We got so many great ones because so many more people are doing it. And the natural evolution, if you have enough talented people, because of all these streaming things that exist, more people are getting an opportunity to broadcast.
And look, anybody can be a broadcaster now. I always say that when I talk to kids, and I used to say, well, you got to send out your tapes and start in the small market. And no, you can right now get on YouTube and start broadcasting. Anybody can. You can listen to your own work. You can do. Do you want to broadcast? Broadcast.
All you need is a phone or a device to record, and someone that is willing to say, hey, I'll look at your stuff.
Sure.
If you have those two things, you're good.
And technically, it's not, obviously, what we're doing right now is broadcasting. Technically,
of course.
We're still over the airwaves, but it's various forms of
it's not just, it's not just over the air, though. That's the point.
Right.
Streaming is a thing. Podcasts are a thing. There's so many different ways to get a megaphone now.
Or just work on your craft.
Or to work on your craft.
That's the most important thing, is just put it out there. So I don't like the way my voice sounds. Okay, well, keep talking until you like the way your voice sounds.
Practice, practice, practice.
Emulate the best, and you pare away the stuff you don't like, and then you're left with something that's pretty good.
And your own.
Right.
So I love it.
I always say, figure it out, and they say, well,
These broadcasting tips brought to you by... No, I'm
there you go. Beer, and by the way, people are asking me when I was saying about Beer Church Brewing. Yes, New Buffalo, Michigan. Yes. It is destination. Absolute destination. A pizza amusement park. It's so much fun. The people are asking, are you talking about the place in New Buffalo? Like, it's some secret out there? Like, how do you know about it? Like, trust me, people know about it because it's fantastic.
Before we go in on baseball, can I just respond to something?
Of course.
See, I like interacting with these people.
Yeah, don't let them bug you.
I like it, though. Yep. I like it, though. People are telling me, this is 847, you can't include the first year. That was designed to lose, and we all know the reason why they didn't score in the fourth quarter and have any comebacks was because of Justin Fields. He's no longer here. Your argument doesn't hold water. My argument that Matt Eberflus needs to prove that he can coach a team that can win on the road? All right, guys. I hear you. I just want to make sure you hear yourself. You got to show me. I'm not from Missouri, but you got to show me. He has not shown me. And if you have a double-digit lead in the fourth quarter and you're blaming it on your quarterback why you lost, there are coaching decisions that are made there that affect the outcome of those games. You have been winning the game, and now you're no longer winning, and you don't have the ability to come back and win games. Those are two things hand in hand. Bad fourth quarters. And that was last year where they were not trying to tank. They were trying to win games. They were in the playoff race until, what, a month left?
So
anyway,
No, it's okay. Don't apologize.
Sorry to you.
No. So Jazz Chisholm said, pay Juan Soto, pay my guy.
The number he came with, though, can we talk about that?
$700 million?
Is that too rich for your blood?
No.
I mean, it is, because I don't think you have $700 million to give out.
How do you know?
Well, that's fair.
Stay out of my pocket.
I'm going to stay out of your pockets. What about the Cubs' pockets?
Sure. Why shouldn't the Cubs say, pick up the phone? Why wouldn't you want Juan Soto?
For $700 million?
Sure.
I think age is the biggest factor here.
26!
Yeah. So, normally, we're talking about a guy like this. They're 28, 29, 30. And no, you don't want to pay for the next 10 years. You don't want to get involved in an Albert Pujols situation, right? Or even an A-Rod the second time around situation. I think the Yankees are going to pay him enough to stay in New York. That is my belief. Now, if they don't, The number of teams who can pay him what he actually wants, very, very limited. Are the Cubs in that group of teams? That is the question.
I'm sure they're probably not.
All
but,
that?
But the point is they should be. They should absolutely be talking to them.
Absolutely.
I just can't get over the idea of, for those of us of a certain age, baseball fans of a certain age, you know, I'm like right there. I think Spiegel and I are like a year apart in age and very similar, you know, raised similarly as with baseball being super important. That the 77 World Series, the 78 World Series, and then to have it again in the strike-shortened year of 81, Yankees, Dodgers, when your baseball cards, your favorite baseball cards, were all out there for in the biggest moments, doing things that mattered. And I have so many foundational baseball memories based on October and Yankees, Dodgers, or Dodgers, Yankees, however you want to say it. The level of talent involved right now, the fact that you have on the same field Mookie Betts, Shohei Ohtani, Juan Soto, and Aaron Judge. Like, think that, what more as a baseball fan? Like, this is everything you've been asking for.
And Stanton has come to life in this postseason, man. Like, it was kind of a not such a great season for him. He's come to life, man. He's been exciting.
Yeah, start looking at his career numbers and with whom he's stacking up, and you see that the Hall of Fame case can certainly be bolstered by postseason performance. God, he's strong. And when you see him off balance, even half fooled, but enough weight still back, his arms, man, like those, we're all ruined by the steroid era and what we would see, and what we would see, giant Popeye looking dudes, you know, flicking away their bats like toothpicks. But in modern baseball, to see a guy who has actually aged like a real person, and who he can't even really move, but good luck throwing him a strike when he's hot. Good luck.
I think it's interesting, Stanton's case, both as an all-timer in baseball, but also as a Yankee. He can really cement his Yankee legacy here if the Yankees find a way to beat the Dodgers. It's legacies are in the balance for both sides here. When you're talking about Dodgers, some of those players have won before.
Yeah, I think that, look, the Dodgers, they're a dynasty.
Yeah,
they're
an absolute
dynasty.
They're in the mix. They've got World Series titles. Like, for Shohei, it's, you know, I'm here. This is where I was trying to get to. If you ever saw his little notebook of all his little personal goals and how he's just been checking things off.
Is it like Layla's notebook?
It's a little bit more scary in the fact that this...
Nothing is scarier than Layla's notebook.
No, he wrote the stuff when he was a teenager, and he's won all the stuff. He's done all the things he said he was going to do except World Series.
I don't know if it's full of receipts that can ruin lives, though.
That's fair. But for Stanton specifically, he's a guy who, at the age of 34, this was his age 34 season, probably has a couple of more years left, but I don't know how much. It could fall off next year. It could. But he's got 429 home runs. He gets to 500. That's one of those magic numbers, right? And so I love looking at Stanton, Soto, Judge, and the problems that presents for any given pitcher on any given day. Are they still going to go with this whole pitching by, you know, bullpen in some of these games? I'm fascinated to see how the World Series itself plays out.
Can I give you...
Go ahead.
Juan Soto's most similar batters through age 25.
Well, but he's through age 34 now. But
no, Juan Soto.
Oh, Juan Soto. Sorry, because he's only 26.
Juan Soto, these are his most available, most similar batters through his age. Okay? From 10 to 1. Vlad Guerrero Jr., Orlando Cepeda, Mickey Mantle, Miguel Cabrera, Eddie Matthews, Andrew Jones, Mike Trout, Ken Griffey Jr., Frank Robinson, and Bryce Harper.
Only one of those players is not in the Hall of Fame that's already retired. And he should be in the Hall of Fame, by the way. That's Andrew Jones.
And I think will be.
You think so?
He has to be. He's too damn good. Yes. Harold Baines is in the Hall of Fame. When in doubt, just say that to yourself.
But how did Harold Baines get there? I guess, okay. I got you.
Harold Baines is in the Hall of Fame.
I know. Okay. I'm a White Sox fan. I know.
Yeah, I know you know.